Warning: The Humps podcast is rated 18 plus for sexual content and graphic language. Listener discretion is advised.
Good day, everyone, and welcome back to Humps. Today we are covering the term docking. Now, most of the slang that I plan to cover in this podcast I have heard before, but this one is an exception to that. I only learned this term a couple of weeks ago, and I really wanted to talk about it, so here we are. Docking is not referring to sexual stuff near water, on a boat, or on a dock even. No, no. It's something far more interesting than that. Upon looking at Urban Dictionary, as I usually do, I found some variation of what this means, and when it was mentioned at the earliest was around 2003, according to this website, of course. The most popular interpretation of this term seems to come down to a couple variations of the same thing, so I'm going to cover both. So docking can only be done by two people who have penises. And in order to get into the term of docking, I want to cover a couple of other terms, because it is important to try to explain what docking is. So first we're going to talk about what circumcision and being uncircumcised is in reference to a penis. So people with penises are born with something called a foreskin. The foreskin is what I like to call the turtleneck of the tip of the penis. It's essentially the skin that covers the tip or part of the tip of the penis when not aroused, and when there is arousal and there's an erection, the foreskin pulls back, and it either pulls back fully or partially. Results may vary. All penises are different and unique. Circumcision is when the foreskin is removed from the penis, typically done at birth, and people do it for a variety of reasons, whether religious or for other personal beliefs. Some people get it later on, depending on conditions. There are times where the foreskin is not allowing somebody to clean their genitals properly, so it's either partially removed or fully removed. A lot of variations as to why this could be a thing. So circumcised or being circumcised involves the removal of the foreskin. Uncircumcised means that your foreskin is fully intact. So now we'll go into the terminology, because the circumcision and uncircumcision were part of the definition. So two penis owners, two people who have penises that are uncircumcised, put their tips of their penises together, and then one will pull back their foreskin, and the other person, person number two, let's say, pulls their foreskin over top of the opposing person's tip of their penis. And then once that's complete, the one who had their foreskin pulled back will then put their foreskin on top of their partner's foreskin. So it creates kind of like a seal. It holds everything together. Apparently this feels very good. And, well, for some people anyway, showed that it was a pleasurable feeling for them. And apparently if and or when somebody orgasms, it causes the foreskins to swell because you've now created a seal, right? You have one on top of the other. So I don't know what amount of pressure would be required to tear them apart, but essentially they're stuck together and there's swelling going on. And then there was a second variation of this. This could also be done with one circumcised party and one uncircumcised party. So basically the one that already has no foreskin gets somebody else's foreskin pulled onto their tip. And I'm not so sure how well this version works because you're not doubling up foreskin, so I don't imagine the seal is as good. So I don't know how the activities work and this and that. I'm not a penis owner, so I don't really know how this would work. I haven't seen it in person either or in porn. So this, like I said, very new term for me. But it seems like there's variations of masturbation that happen, or even just holding themselves together like that, and that's very pleasurable as it is just from the slight movement. The one thing that particularly bothered me about this search was some of the negative responses to this sexual activity. And I personally don't know of any medical issues that could arise with this particular activity. But, you know, it bothers me when people decide that they need to tell everyone that they think what somebody else is doing is gross when it isn't hurting them. You know, the saying always goes, do not yuck someone else's yum. If it's not for you, it's not for you, and that's fine. Everybody's different. The whole point is to gain more knowledge and understand, okay, well, this could or could not appeal to me, but I'm not going to go tell somebody to their face, wow, you're messed up or you're gross or this is a crime against nature. Let people be. If they're not hurting anyone, leave them alone. Should be the basic rule. If it's something that bothers you, just don't feel the need to tell the whole world that you think it's gross. Just say, you know what? It's not for me. It's not for me. And that's fine. It's not for everybody. We are all so different, and it's important to leave space for people to express themselves without fear of judgment or, you know, people need to communicate a lot better. Just being afraid of being judged is not going to promote that better communication. We don't want to be ridiculed or bullied. Mind you, it is a kink, but you guys know what I'm trying to say. The one thing that I would like to mention, though, other than those things, is I would like to point out that this is unprotected sex. And when you are having unprotected sex, you are putting yourself at risk of STIs. So the only thing that I would really say for this is please make sure everyone partaking is tested and safe and you make sure it's a safe environment, all of the things. I am 100% happy that people are learning how to enjoy their bodies and learning different things, different terminology, different acts, sexual acts that feel good to them. But please be safe about it. It's so important because you're not putting just yourself at risk, but other parties. And I'm sure some people are like, why are we covering this term? Well, I cover all kinds of terminology in the world of sex because I am a firm believer that knowledge is power. Even if you don't find yourself in a situation where this is offered to you or something that isn't going to come up for you, I still think it's important to know. It's important to know things and learn things every day. That's how we become better. And I'm inviting you to learn something new from the sexual world every day if you can. It's good to learn. Maybe you'll come across something that you might even be intrigued by and say, you know what? I should try that. That sounds really interesting to me. So that's why I cover the topics, also because I find it very fascinating. So I hope you guys were fascinated about this topic as much as I was. I hope you learned something new. If you want to support my podcast, please like, review, and subscribe. If you want to see me on social media, I am on Instagram under the name danielle.m.laflamme. And with that, I thank you so much for listening this far. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye.